Welcome to this podcast about the Dudiak Fishing Lagoon and Homer Spit in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. The Nick Dudiak Fishing Lagoon, also known as the Fishing Hole, is located on the Homer Spit, a peninsula projecting 4 miles southeast from the northern shore of Kachemak Bay, about 14 miles northeast of Seldovia and 4 miles southeast of Homer, Alaska. The lagoon is a man-made tidal embayment of about 5 acres that is annually stocked with Chinook and Coho salmon smolts. In 2005, it was named for Nick Dudiak, a fisheries biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game who wanted to create a fishing opportunity accessible to anglers of all ages and abilities while providing a financial boost to the community. The fishing lagoon began as a dredged basin near the harbor for cargo barges. In 1984, the Alaska Division of Sport Fish began stocking Chinook, or King, salmon smolt in the unused lagoon to establish an easily accessible recreational fishery. A coho, or silver, salmon smolt stocking program was added in the late 1980s to enhance sport fishing opportunities further. Stocking of both Chinook and coho salmon has continued annually with smolt from the William Jack Hernandez Sport Fish Hatchery in Anchorage. Salmon smolt are released in the lagoon and leave to mature in open water. Returning adult fish gather in the lagoon searching for a non-existent spawning stream, creating a terminal fishery for recreational anglers. In 1990, the City of Homer, the South Peninsula Sportsmen's Association, and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game were co-recipients of a national award recognizing the Nick Dudiak Fishing Lagoon as the best sport fisheries enhancement project in the nation, with a presentation in the White House Rose Garden. The lagoon's success and popularity prompted the City of Homer to enlarge it in 1994. In 1999, the construction of paved disabled parking and a series of ramps and landings inside the fishing lagoon allowed anglers with mobility impairments to participate in the award-winning recreational fishery. Efforts are in place to monitor and manage algal blooms that can produce neurotoxins like saxitoxin, which pose risks to marine life and can affect fish populations. In 2009, 2010, and 2011, algal blooms caused young fish to die in delayed stocking. The lagoon must be periodically dredged to restore its original depth profile, maintain ocean circulation, and mitigate sedimentation. The outer banks have also been hardened to reduce maintenance costs and preserve the site's integrity from damage by waves and winter storms. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.